Well, it is day two of our midterm blues road trip along the blues highway, and we've made it from St. Louis to the city of Memphis in Tennessee and to this extraordinary building on an otherwise derelict block. But this is the studio in which Al Green recorded his huge hit, Let's Stay Together. Well, Al Green may have recorded here, but Tennessee is really known for its country music.
Now Jessie just turned 17, and she's wild as she can be.
We're here to see a Grammy-nominated country singer, Gretchen Peters, who's spoken out about women's rights in a state where she feels they're under threat.
What scares me about what's happening in the midterms right now in Tennessee is there is definitely a movement to try and restrict women's access to abortion, to birth control. It's draconian. The amendment that's on the ballot would actually not provide for abortion, even in the case of rape or incest or the potential death of the mother. And I think no matter how you feel about the issue of abortion, that is extreme.
And in 5 minutes, your whole life can change.
Well, the weather is miserable here in Memphis. It's raining, but we've come to the outskirts of the city to visit what is a faith-based mobile women's health clinic in this huge camper van right here. And it is one where the practitioners try to persuade people coming here that they shouldn't have an abortion.
This is the ultrasound room.
And you take this unit wherever it's needed in Memphis.
That's correct. We take it in different areas of the county. We're at Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Kathy Waterbury, you're one of the people who's calling for stricter regulations on abortion. What do you want to see and why?
Well, I want to see some common sense protections for women reinstated in the state of Tennessee. We are in what's known as the Bible Belt. From a Christian perspective, we do not agree with abortion because it's a living being at conception. And so I don't think that anyone has the right to take the life of another human being,
even under circumstances
born or unborn.
Of rape?
Under the circumstances of rape, that is a woman's choice still. I've actually had a couple of opportunities to speak with young women who were raped and going to have an abortion as a result of that. And, you know, what I would say to them is they're going to be victimized twice, once when they were raped and then when they have to suffer the consequences of the decision of having an abortion.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried.
But with a largely conservative fan base, it can be difficult for a country singer in Tennessee to come out in favor of a woman's right to have an abortion.
Initially, there was a lot of vehemence. For a period of several weeks, I got some pretty ugly hate mail. And I didn't really enjoy being in the spotlight in that way too much, but I feel strongly about women's issues, and I think that the world is a better place when women have access to education and health care and control over their own bodies.